Okay, so now we will continue on through the land of the alarm point to the alarm point for spleen, which is liver 13. Now, hopefully you are following along and either your novice, well, your novice is the best one to follow along in because the diagrams are very good in there. Now, when liver 13 is struck, and the best way to strike liver 13 is in and down with a chopping action because it is a wood point, right? The way you treat the point is the way you treat the point normally. You don't treat it any specially because it is the alarm point for spleen, right? Now, this is the first one which we have an interesting change here with the element now, because we are actually in the cycle of destruction as soon as we strike it, because spleen, of course, is an earth point. Now, when you strike liver 13, you will activate liver on that side of the body, and then you will activate spleen bilaterally. You will also, of course, get triple warmer bilaterally. Now, as you're taking a look at that, hopefully you are also going to sit there with the diurnal cycle wheel. And I've used parts of the diurnal cycle wheel in the 15 Principles of Kyusho book. But as you're taking a look at that, you will also realize that you can go across clock, and you can also go six hour intervals in the clock to see what else is affected. Liver 13 also happens to be a knockout point, because of where it is. Liver 13, liver 14, gallbladder 24, but especially 13 and gallbladder 24 are tremendous knockout points because of their proximity, in the intercostal space of the ribs, right? And that makes them just absolutely wonderful for that purpose. Also, being body points on the rib cage, they are fantastic for setting up other things, which of course all alarm points are, and you've got three different alarm points right in that one area. And then of course spleen 21 is a special alarm point, which we will get to later on, right? So that's the basic crux of what's going on there with that particular one. Now, I spent a little bit more time on lung, large intestine, and conception 12, and stomach, I should say, conception 12, than I'm going to spend with this one, right? Because it's fairly straightforward as far as the understanding of it goes. But just always remember, you're going to keep that one in your back pocket for the idea that it would make a great knockout point at some point in time. Next, I'm going to move on to conception 14, which is the alarm point for heart. Now, that is an extremely dangerous point. It's found in the xiphoid process. And hitting the xiphoid process can actually break it off as well, which there are many complications to that. You are also hitting an area of which the diaphragm is located, as well as you can have an effect on the connection between the small intestine and the stomach itself on the organs. Plus, of course, you are going to affect the heart, because the electrical box for the heart is right in that particular area, right? When we get into associated alarm points, you're going to see some really, really interesting stuff, because they're called associated for a reason, right? Because associated alarm points, of course, are directly affect the neurological connection to the organs. They don't affect the organs themselves. They affect the neurological aspect of the organs. Now, conception 14 is a dangerous point also, because it can actually, if it is struck correctly, cause death, because it can damage the connection and affect the connection for the electrical system to the heart. But to cause death, you would actually be slightly off the point and slightly towards the left side a little bit more, as on their left side, not your left side, as you are looking at them. When you hit conception, of course, you activate all of the yin meridians in the body bilaterally. And you will also, of course, have heart bilaterally with that strike, with a higher energy than the other yin meridians that conception does control. I don't recommend using this for